today. Stuart Alsop is in. And
oh, you saw him?
Oh, he is singing your praises. He said it's a disgrace that you should be saving the WASP establishment from itself, that you are the only one who is standing for the honor of this country, while the Democrats are standing for immorality, defeatism, surrender. And he's practically foaming at the mouth. He went up
Bill
to
Bill Van Inns, when he says that, he usually sits down and writes it.
No, he's going to write it.
He not only sits down and writes it, but also Bobby says it at the parties.
Yep. Well, he called Kay Graham called me Saturday morning and said, if you have any complaint about my editorial, why don't you tell me? Well, don't tell Stu Alsop, apparently Alsop had called her and said you're a traitor. Well, they pulled way back. I don't know whether you saw the editorial yesterday.
Well, coming back to Franco, as you know, he's on the list for China. Son of a bitch, you better, don't tell him he's on it yet, but you damn well better start playing around and doing something that's right. Franco ought to clean that up. That's just dead wrong. What will you do? Call him and say?
I'll call him, I'll say, Max. I'll just say it's like saying an elephant and a fly are the same animal because they both have legs.
Because the Johnson proposal was the first that North Vietnamese had withdrawn.
6 months after the North Vietnamese had withdrawn and the Manila formula
and the level of violence.
The United States will withdraw 6 months after the North Vietnamese had withdrawn and the level of violence had subsided. Until the Manila formula, we proposed that the Viet Cong had to withdraw.
He says for the North Vietnamese to withdraw.
First.
That requires them to get out and have a ceasefire and everything. It's everything.
First, they had to withdraw, and then. We start withdrawing. There was no deadline on our withdrawal.
So he missed the point totally.
Oh, well, it's almost so badly missed that it's a misrepresentation.
How did he write this in an article?
Well, the rest of the article is actually quite good. It says, basically, it said many aspects are not new. For example, the 6 months withdrawal. Other aspects are new. So they are giving us credit. So the one thing he said wasn't new
is new.
So it was not a hostile article. And the Times editorial yesterday was basically good. Didn't you think so, Bob?
You might do the Melro thing. I was thinking of the week you leave, say on Monday or so.
Either be next Tuesday is really the only time you could have a dinner next week.
How about the following Monday?
Following Monday would also be,
I think that's a little better
possible. The 14th, Valentine's Day.
We're leaving the 16th.
17th.
We're leaving the 17th. I think that Mulroe is an excellent idea.
Well, it just appeals to me. Look, all these little clowns around here that are China scholars are shit-asses compared to Henry Mulroe. Mulroe is a brilliant man. They all recognize him as being their superior, don't they?
Okay.
And I think the fact that I thought, well, I've met him in Paris and I want to talk to him also ties the French in a bit.
The French will be flattered beyond description. It's a superb
idea. Well, Mulroe's a name that's known.
I've never read his Voices of Silence.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But we have it in the library, and I've dipped in it a couple times. It's hard reading, but mainly because you see it's written in another language.
Of course, he's almost incomprehensible when he talks because he comes out in these torrents.
He's a sheer genius. He's now got a twitch and a lot of other things, but that doesn't bother me. I just think that I like to talk to bright people.
Well, I read that piece you had clipped out somewhere along the line on the Long March.
Yeah.
That's an easy reading. It's beautifully written, even in English.
He writes like a poet.
Well, he's a great man. And I think this is a superb idea. I don't know whether you know the Russian poet Yevtushenko, who is dying to meet you now. The only reason to see him is cold blood. opportunist. But he's the darling of the of
Swiss. Bouncing around town. Darling of the white dove.
Well, not of the dove so much, but of the sort of liberals. He's been slightly rebellious against the Soviet system, but they have no now co-opted him. It's a pure PR stunt.
Was it for your purpose just to see him and say hello to him?
Well, you'd have to say, he wants to tell you, he's an absolute egomaniac. I know him. The major, what he wants is to, A, to promote himself, I have no doubt, and secondly, to pour out his soul to you. And
what is his soul for?
Well, he's a sort of an opportunistic opponent of the Soviet system. He's just opposed enough to get a cachet over here, but they're supporting
him. It wouldn't bother us. Why should, does it bother us if the Russians to see him?
No, Dobrynin. I've checked with Dobrynin. It sort of has a cultural...
Dobrynin would approve it.
Yeah.
I'll see.
I think it's a sort of a half hour. It's a nice touch.
This week he's here now, isn't
he? He's in New York.
Okay, this is a better week than next. It's going to
be done. Now if you give me a
time. It's only a half hour. Like I said, I don't know where you ended up with your NSC meeting yet.
Well, you were going to tell me.
Well, I'm trying to find out when your people can come.
Oh, but they're checking. I think we should just schedule it and make
well,
it.
Well, you can't just schedule it and make Conley come if he does.
It's Conley that we want, so I think Wednesday afternoon sounds like the best time.
I'd like to go see if Wednesday morning will work.
Morning, fine, but if they have to testify Wednesday afternoon, offer Conley the option. And we'll have it from Wednesday morning at 10 to Wednesday afternoon at 3.
That's fine. So should we?
Well, Bob, who checks with Conley? Who does this?
No, my people apparently
have. The first thing is, I know your office probably does.
We offer both options. Actually.
But if you.
Conley's out of town today.
Yeah. If you want Yevtuchenko, if you give me a time, I'll get him there. But I need about 3 days because it's going on.
Aren't you seeing
3 days ahead of time. It's a sort of a nice ploy. I must warn you, he's a...
Speak English.
Makes me appear humble.
Speak English.
Yeah, in a sort of a, effusive way.
Thursday is the time to
use it
for.
Okay.
I'll give them the time. You know, you can do that. Why don't we think at 3 o'clock Thursday afternoon? You get the athletes at 2 o'clock. All right. The drug then.
Thursday at 3. Okay.
The reception's at 5, see?
Interesting that Stuart Alsop has been following that line. After November 3rd thing, the breakdown of the establishment, the fact that, because he runs with that goddamn crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And he's pretty disgusted with it.
He was at a dinner the other day. He tells me at Harriman, where they were all being in favor of cutting off all support. And Alsop got up, he said, I don't want to live in a country where people hold such views, and I pray to God your views never prevail. Oh, he's really steamed up. And he's going to write it next week, I think. He's going to be...
Well, if we can only find a way to let the authorities blunt their offensive. They're going on offensive though is not going to help. impression.
It exceeds anything that I expected. I thought that by now they'd be after us again.
Don't you remember in October 70 we had a big reaction to Bill?
Yeah, but it was different.
Peace.
No, but in October 70, there was one big difference. First, the North Vietnamese brutally turned it down right away. The North Vietnamese weren't on the defensive for one day in October 70.
That's right.
Secondly, it was produced by the special circumstances. We made a mistake in October 70.
Yeah.
The Democrats were looking for a way of getting on your side, and we gave them a vehicle. They didn't really mean it. This time, they're looking for a way. They're looking this time, you know they're doing it against their wishes. What they would most like is to have hammered away on Vietnam day after day in the new session of Congress. They have no reason to get on your side now.
We're having a hell of a time on that story.
And so the tactical circumstances are entirely different. In October 70, they were scared out of their wits.
Incidentally, I think it's worth, Henry, you're talking to Mike, just straight deadpan, because I already told him, you know, that we're going to suggest that he go over to China after we are, you know, and all that business. He knows that we're going to put that line. But I think you should say, Mike, just so you know, we have offered and the alternative. Either way, they have flatly rejected that. We'll be glad to come back to it.
I'll call him tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be glad to come back to it. You see,
yeah,
and
do it out.
We want you to know that that's on the table, and that you can say the president mentioned, and that Porter will reiterate that at the next meeting.
I gave Stuart a few more tidbits.
Like what?
Well, he asked me, why do you think they pulled back from the November 20th meeting? I said, well, now you write it as your own. I'm giving you a Henry Kissinger opinion. It's not a government opinion. But I basically think it's partly the Senate's action in shutting off foreign aid, because that gave such
right.
a view, which I happen to believe, incidentally.
Oh, Henry, listen, every time that we ever make any progress, there's any question. I don't know whether it would make that much difference. Any question, if it cooled it. Every time, every goddamn meeting, why did they screw around in June? Because the Senate was screwing around. I mean, after we made the offer. Why wasn't our May offer?
The big problem.
Why wasn't they did not respond to our August offer? Because of what the Senate was doing.
They wanted to see whether the Senate would cut off aid to Vietnam unilaterally. In that case, they didn't have to deal for it.
That's the next.
But when they called the press conference today, I thought for sure they were coming after us. It was basically a quite conciliatory press conference. They're pointing out that the secrecy was at our request, not at their request. And they have a hell of a problem explaining why they had secret 9 points and public 7 points.
Well, you never know how our press will play that. We just have to constantly keep putting the truth out.
We've got them in
trouble. I put it tomorrow, but make those 3 points tomorrow.
Yeah.
And out.
I think we've got
don't them. Don't be in a public running debate with them, but make those 3 points and out. Don't know. It's going to be 1, 2, 3.
And I'll have to take one or two questions. And
stay on the ass. But that won't hurt anything either. And see the Brown Farm League. They follow them. You're just going to put out the 9 points. Okay. Situation. Those that Henry did write about.
Well, it isn't that handsome.
Good.
John Dean is asking whether you would feel you could sign. You don't have to appear in court now, you know, to admit people.
The bar?
To appear in court.
Thank you.
All right. For Fred Peter Leanne for John Dean.
Of course.
Okay.
You do with this action.
We need that agreement, I think, with the council, you know. Every need that travel.
Yeah, I did, I was old days.
Well, I said, because an honor to them.
John, I'm delighted. He did what I earned for his schedule, he would do it.
I don't think they even do that anymore. I think that at least they changed the rules you're gonna have to. I don't believe it. Well, do you say my reserve is real?
Well, it's a great day for him.
Oh my, I thought Thomas was faintly came out here. He got so light when he saw everybody and.
It's a nice thing to wear.
It was great.
All the rest come on.
Really was.
They aren't having advertising me for a damn big speech.
Berger has a bad habit of talking too long.
Because he had other things to do. Well.
I went to a dinner one night and he was just responding to a toast and it went on for a half hour.
Oh, no.
It was just painful. He's just a darling man, but.
He doesn't know
how to end it. You know, he comes to 25 different endings and doesn't stop.
Isn't that interesting? Well, that
he
was
won't be there anyway, but he.
That was what happened. Yeah, perfect.
I remember that. I was there like to.
Remember, I had to finish the damn thing. But I'm just not going to do that from now on. I mean, they are really, I mean, they're nice people. But they're most innocent. You know, what was really the last straw for me is they were probably needing to call Mrs. Eisenhower and Augusta to get her to come up with the damn thing. How quick did you read the scripture?
Well, you know, the other thing, they bring people from Europe even over here. I don't understand that.
Well, I shouldn't talk to them. They are nice people, but, you know, Rosa, I can't abide people that just keep you alive and just bug you and bug you and bug you and bug you. I've done the darn breakfast. I shouldn't have to do it every year.
Well, I suppose it's one thing
we
really need to
go on. Well, I know I don't do them every year either. I do the cancer one year and I do the dystrophy the next year. You know, you just can't do it.
No, I know. It takes so much time.
Anyway, we have too much of that, so we should see.
They tell you that Dudley swam back today?
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't know, but I'm not surprised. He's a big man and probably had a heart attack.
Heart attack died immediately.
He was over 70, Rose.
Oh, was he? I didn't realize that. I don't understand him. I didn't realize that at all. I think it was a big
guy. You see, we're in the period now when we can expect many people to die.
Oh, yeah. Ever since we've been in office, there's just an awful lot of people that you probably don't even know.
Remember Tom Dewey, Dean Acheson? Well, they're old men.
Yeah.
They die.
I heard about it already, and then Abraham Anderson called. But they've already cremated the body. No service or anything.
Every 7 months. I don't need much. Bob had told them it was going to be so brief, so they know there is.
So, please.
Yeah, but they don't have a.
No, they didn't get the message on 3 minutes. If they're giving the suggestion, Mark's there, allowing about 9.
Well, last year was horrible. Look, you got an invitation, a statement by Congressman T, greedy by Congressman X, Old Testament, greedy by Don Herman, solo by Treaty registered, New Testament by Billy Graham, prayer of the nation, leader of justice by message by Mayor Walter Washington, Congressman Queen is the president, remarks by the president. Well,
just get up and see if they read just a few verses or they say something. It's just, it gets to be too long, especially when everybody
you see, that long program, well, I know that they can't even be introduced and clapped for in less than 2 or 3 minutes.
No,
so
that's right.
By the time you get through, people are bored to death.
That's right.
You know, I think speeches are anachronism. I don't know if people like speeches.
I don't know why they are not speeches, but they
Mr. President, Rose, the first lady, right now, if you're waiting for us. She's talking.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Henry. I was just thinking that you might, after you, in the morning, just check to see how the news played this stuff of theirs, and without covering all their points, but the most vulnerable ones, I think it's very important to keep that propaganda initiative on our side. So I think the way you suggested is excellent, and I just get an analysis, get a Ziggler intel, maybe from the news summary, or maybe from Uganda, but my feeling is that what may be involved, what could happen is that these people, as we know, will be making points that are really inaccurate. But we have to have in mind, of course, that the press, our press, may play them because they want to play up differences, they want to play their side, and that's why we got to nail them every time they make a mistake. And I think your thought of calling Frank was good for that reason. I just sat here thinking about it after you left, and don't you agree? Now, the only problem I see is that I don't want the press to, I don't want them to get the deal of Kissinger debating Juan Tui across the Atlantic, you know, on everything, every point. But on the other hand, I don't know what they're playing, but we're not going to let them get away with any lies on us. But I think this point, I think the call to Mansfield should definitely be made, the call to Frank should be made to clear that up. And then I think, so that Mansfield knows we have offered the other, I think the other thing would also work, but you can judge it tomorrow, okay? The reason I called you now is that I had to go to the prayer breakfast tomorrow, you see. Won't be in till 10, 10 o'clock or so, 10:30. So you go and you decide what you think is right to do, and I'll be in around 9:30, 10 o'clock, okay? All right, thank you.
Funny about the luck that I just had to be there. Did you want to take this home?
Okay.
There you go.